Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. And welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are recording today's show from a classroom in the Corone Center. Is it the Corone Center?
Corone.
I've never understood how you pronounce that.
I'm not really sure either, so.
And that is Guy Curtis. If you don't recognize his voice, he is with Lord Fairfax Community College's Workforce Solutions. We are going to have a conversation today about leadership that is kind of a continuation of a conversation we had a few months ago.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of the part two. We are continuing to see a leadership crisis across the country and in our area, and we're here to talk about those opportunities, how to be a better leader in your organization or your home or any community areas you work in, and how to do that here at the college. So we have a few options for you.
Kenny Smith is here. You are a leadership instructor, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. I've been with the LFCC for about 2 years. So I'm a part-time adjunct instructor here, teaching mostly soft skill stuff, everything from leadership development, diversity and inclusion, process management, time management, you name it. I've kind of covered all of it. So.
Because it all does kind of come under the leadership umbrella.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a very, very dynamic environment. And just like Guy's talking about, you know, we've been around this a long time and seen different leadership principles and different leadership styles. And how do you take those things that you've seen over your life and be able to apply them to your life, apply them to your leadership life and to your workforce and be able to do things better for yourself?
Can you teach somebody to be a leader? I mean, obviously you can because you're an instructor, but how does that work, teaching somebody to be a leader?
Yeah, absolutely. So the couple thoughts on looking at leadership. And the first thing I always emphasize to folks is, like, you've been around this for your entire life. Mrs. Williams, who was my kindergarten bus driver, who took us to, you know, from Ferry Farm Elementary to all over Stafford County there, taught us about leadership, taught us how to manage 40 snot-nosed kids on an airplane, on a bus there, and brought us home. My middle school and high school soccer coach, you know, they taught us about leadership. And so just reminding folks that, you've seen all this stuff before. And how do I take what I've seen, take my personal perspectives on things, and then just apply them to the scenario that I'm in, whether it's like Guy said, it's whether it's at home or it's in my workplace or it's on the football field or wherever it may be. How do I take those principles and now kind of plug and play those into the environments that I'm in?
We were talking before we turned on the mics. Leadership itself, the principles of it, hasn't really changed over the last 100 years, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, I always say, you know, George Washington knew his why, you know, which is a Simon Sinek statement. Henry Ford had his financial peace, which is a Dave Ramsey perspective on things. I mean, these principles have not changed in millennia, how we deal with and manage people and manage processes. It's really the struggle that businesses have, the struggle that individuals have. I mean, I have the structural struggle is most of the time when we're promoting folks from a what I call a doer perspective to a manager perspective is based on their ability to do the job. Mm-hmm. And that's important. I don't want to underemphasize that someone in a leadership position has to have credibility, because you don't want someone who's not credible in a position trying to tell me what to do, right? But in the process of that credibility, you've got to understand personality and that my way may be a way, but not necessarily be the right way. And the example that I always point to is Michael Jordan, arguably the best basketball player to ever live. Take a look at how the Charlotte Hornets are doing right now. Not the greatest. And I'm not picking on Michael Jordan at all. It's just an example of how you need to be deliberate as you translate from the doing execution side of the house to the leadership and management side of the house.
And that's not always easy to spot. I mean, because you think of people that are doers as, oh, okay, this person's going to get this job done, and that isn't always the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, at the end of the day, what you really want to have is an environment where leadership development, leadership processes are an integral piece of your development of your people. And so, I mean, and what we offer here at LFCC is an exemplar of that. When I'm teaching a class, I'm always cognizant of that, of the folks that are there, and applaud them for taking the time, because it's a sunk cost. When you come in and spend 4 hours with us at LFCC, or, you know, some of the stuff that we offer that Guy will talk about here in a little bit, whether it's a, you know, a week-long course or it's a 11-month course, that's time that you're taking away from generating revenue for your company or generating whether it's a government organization, we're not serving the people, you're in here trying to get yourself better. But it's important, because once you take those steps and get a better understanding of yourself, how you lead, how you manage, that's just going to pay it forward inside your organization and make things better in the long run.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those skill sets that you may not be able to immediately put your finger on how well it worked, but you can very quickly point to how bad it is if you don't have it.
And one of the courses I teach is on accountability, and I won't talk about the group of folks that we're talking to. They're fantastic individuals. But I remember in one of the breaks, it was like I said, the class was on kind of accountability, and the individual said, "Hey, so how are you going to teach me how to hold someone accountable?" And I said, "Well, what are you doing to hold yourself accountable? Because if I can't get it right, if I can't look at myself and say that I have some pride in what I do and how I do it, but I also have faults. I have things that I'm going to fail at. And so I need to know what those things are." Everyone, when they make a decision, thinks it's the right decision. If you don't believe that, then the next time you get cut off in traffic and you think that individual just cut me off and you start giving signs that aren't appropriate or honking your horn and stuff, but you don't know what happened, right? I need to have some self-awareness. I need to be able to step back from the situation and go, "Hey, yeah, maybe I did screw this up, or maybe I'm partially at fault." And that's what this leadership journey is about, is learning about how you think, what are your trends are, what are your tendencies, what are those things that are effective, what are those things that can be derailers, because everything that I do well can derail my career at the same time. How do I look at those things and be cognizant of those, so when I actually get into a situation, I know that, hey, I have a tendency to do X, Y, and Z. I will fail at this if I continue to move forward that way. I need to change my posture. I am not a detail-oriented guy. I used to think that I was, you know, I spent 25 years in the Air Force, was a fighter pilot, did a lot of really, really cool stuff, and very, you know, down to the nanosecond on some of the things that we did. But I learned over time that I don't get into details very well. And if you're not thinking details on some of the things that we're doing, you're going to hurt somebody. And so you need to have that self-awareness. Someone who's very, very detail-oriented, that gets them... It helps in certain situations, but you get so mired in the details, you forget the big picture on stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you lose creativity and other pieces.
Absolutely.
That you need all of them in order to provide
Absolutely.
That strong leadership.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's, like you said at the beginning, I mean, there's just this leadership paradigm, this leadership journey that folks are walking on. They're going to walk on it their entire lives. I'm halfway through my 50th lap around the sun. So that means I'll be 50 this summer. And I find myself still learning. Even the classes I teach, I learn from my students. When they're talking, you know, I don't even consider them students, they're colleagues at the end of the day. They'll teach me something, I'll go, "Oh yeah, I'll remember that next time I go do something," and I'm growing through the process. So it's a growth journey.
Guy, from a business perspective, I mean, this has got to be up there with not just training employees to work the floor if they're in manufacturing, or customer service if they're on the front lines at a hotel or retail store. This leadership aspect has got to be a solid foundation from a lot of the businesses that you probably work with in Workforce Solutions.
Oh, absolutely. In terms of any different level that there could be in terms of a supervisor role or a leadership role, executive level, leadership is applied to everywhere. And I think for me and personally, I coach a couple youth teams. I coach a travel baseball team with a few other coaches. And we're learning how to be leaders among young men, young boys, to teach them the game, but also teach them the skills to be a better leader themselves, a better community member. So just the thought of just the different businesses that we serve, to the people that we impact personally and professionally, leadership is always ongoing. Kind of Kenny was mentioning earlier about how leadership never really stops. It's always something you do annually. And we see tremendous success and attendance in a lot of our events because people see the value of coming back to leadership programs year in, year out. And it's something that every year you do grab a lot of new nuggets and details of how to approach leadership. But for me, it's like you never stop learning leadership, and you always are or taught something new every day while you're at work or at home, leading your family or leading a youth group that you work with. So leadership, yes, for the employers that are in our area, we understand some of their pain points they're going through and some of the issues that they're facing. We have a lot of younger individuals being pushed into supervisor roles for the first time. And how do you address that, whether they're a millennial or Gen Z now supervising maybe an older workforce,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they're now supervising peers, they were buddies before. So how to approach that, but also different approaches to leadership, such as just understanding how to communicate. I was fortunate enough to attend another instructor class of ours, Communication, the Key to Getting Results. And that was based around Simon Sinek's Why book. And our great instructor, Jay Foreman, leads that one as well. But yeah, just understanding from a leader's perspective why you're promoting and doing what you're doing and having everyone have a greater understanding of what your approach is, it just helps leadership so much easier with that. But so those are just a few examples that Kenny teaches, as well as Jay and others. We have an awesome Disney leadership program every year called the Disney Institute, and it's actually coming back again this year for the 10th time.
Wow.
We've had over 1,400 individuals attend, and this is our 10th institute, so it's just every year it's a sellout, so it's just people know that leadership is very important, and it's not just a one-and-done type of thing. You have to continue to build yourself and groom yourself every year. So the other program, too, that we're bringing back, I think it's the 9th year, is our leadership program called LeaderCast. That's a rebroadcast of a number of amazing speakers. Andy Stanley is usually the front runner with it. And just the other day, for example, he's got a great podcast that's out there that you listen to and learn leadership. But that kind of stuff is just stuff you should always try to, if you have 10 minutes in the car, podcast it, mm-hmm. listen to it, or pick up the latest, greatest book kind of a thing. Or if you're able to come to one of our classes and talk to Kenny firsthand, some of their real-world firsthand experiences applied to some of the books and teachings that they have is just invaluable. It's priceless. The investment's by far more worth it. Because we know across the area that unemployment's low.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking at new opportunities to go from company to company. And so in some cases, it's tough to keep those good employees because they know they can find a better opportunity for pay. But a lot of times, I can't recall the exact stat, but people are most likely to leave a promotion because of their employer, not because of the money that's coming in. It's their leader. So if you have strong leadership, most likely you'll retain the staff that you have. And I will attest that working here at the college, we've been ranked again, like I think we mentioned this before, as far as being a great place to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I've seen so much benefit of the professional development we've received. It's kept me engaged. It's kept our team engaged. And we're performing at a very high level because the college is reinvesting back into its employees. So and it really does come down to the leadership aspect of strong leadership and, of course, that professional development opportunity that you have. So, of course, we walk and talk it here and breathe it. But yeah, it's a great thing to learn something new every year. And the programs we offer in the class that Kenny teaches are great examples to get started.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, Kenny, can we talk a little bit about leadership and how it varies by generation? Guy touched on it a minute ago, sure. about millennials and baby boomers and some of them having to work together and over each other, which isn't always a great thing. And then, Guy, can we talk in a little bit more detail, maybe run through some of Kenny's classes and how I can get registered for them if I want to take them, even if my employer doesn't necessarily see the light from that perspective.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do all of that when we come back. We are recording today's show from a classroom, actually, at the Quran Center at Lord Fairfax Community College. Guy Curtis is here having a conversation with me along with Kenny Smith. He is one of their leadership instructors. I am Janet Michael, and you are listening to The Valley Today. Me again. I bet you were expecting to hear a commercial. Well, that's kind of what this is. First, though, I want to thank you for listening to the Valley Today podcast. You're one of thousands who listen to the show this way every month. Sometimes it's because our listeners didn't know that if they're away from the radio, they can still listen on our website via the TuneIn app on their phone or even on Alexa. The podcast is available every afternoon on theriver953.com, in the Apple Podcast app, the Google Podcast app, and on Spotify. Pretty much anywhere you can listen to a podcast. By the way, you can subscribe using any of those apps for free. But sometimes our listeners are just busy and they want to listen when it fits their schedule, or it's a guest of the show and they want to hear what they sounded like when they were on the radio. Most of my guests share their podcast via their website and social media outlets, so then their family, friends, and customers can also hear the interview. We even have a few binge listeners who listen to a week's worth at a time. Can you even imagine? So if you want those people, your potential customers, to hear your message, this could have been your ad. And the bonus? Your commercial isn't restricted to just 30 or 60 seconds. Plus, there's even the opportunity to be the exclusive exclusive sponsor of the Valley Today podcast. That gets you on-air mentions at the end of every show. If any of this sounds interesting to you, give me a call at the station, 540-635-4121, or send me an email to janet@theriver953.com, and keep listening. Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are recording today's show from a classroom at the Corone Center at Lord Fairfax Community College. Guy Curtis is here because it is Lord Fairfax Community College Day. Kenny Smith is here as well. He is a leadership instructor. And we had a really cool conversation during the break about 100 different topics, I will say. But one of the things that Kenny brought up, Guy, when we were talking is about customizing leadership classes and programs, because while the principles are pretty much the same, how you deliver them and implement them is different. Is that something that you do through Workforce Services or Solutions, that somebody can call you up and say, hey, I don't really know what I need, but I need it, I think, differently than what is textbook?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a couple outreach folks, and our instructors will assess the needs of an organization if it is something very specific they're trying to address, and maybe deliver that message, that training at their location or here on site at the college, or maybe at a more neutral place. But we do offer a number of courses and programs that are scheduled in our course catalog, and many are familiar with that catalog as it goes out. But the customized corporate training programs that we do offer around leadership and other areas are very customized right for that individual group or corporation. And Kenny's done quite a few of those actually for us. And I don't know if Kenny, you want to speak to a few of those opportunities you've addressed.
Absolutely. So, you know, typically the way it'll go down is our marketing folks will go out and talk to an organization. You know, it really doesn't matter who it is. It could be a government organization, or it could be a private organization, you know, a group of individuals that want to come to us, and they'll say, hey, we have this. These are the options that we have for you, and there's a plethora of different things that we have.
Here's what we think our problems are,
exactly,
so to speak.
Right. Exactly. And so I'll get a phone call, hey, Kenny, can you teach a class on, let's just make up something, say, let's teach a class on multi-generational workforce. And I'm like, sure, I'd be happy to do that. So the wheels start spinning in my head, and every instructor is the same way. This is kind of how we think about this. Okay, so a multi-generational workforce. I can drive a truck through that concept, right? So my first question to Guy or to Larry or anybody else, okay, can I get the POC for the class? So I'll give them a call and go, okay, copy, you want a class on multi-generational workforces. What's your issues? What's going on? And they'll give me their laundry list, and I'll take the curriculum that we have. I'll adjust it if I need to, or you know, sometimes I'll just rewrite it, because I think at the end of the day, the concepts are the same, but how you're presenting the information and who the audience is, we're sensitive to that. We want to make sure we get that right. If I'm teaching a class to a manufacturing company versus somebody making donuts versus a government organization versus just an individual, you know, group that wants mm-hmm. to learn more about some concept, that information is going to be presented properly. It's going to be presented in a way that's going to resonate with the folks. And so I'll go in and make those changes, make those tweaks, you know, change the stories, change the examples, change the games or activities that we'll do during the course, and move forward from there. And it seems to go pretty well. At the end of the day, the folks appreciate that attention, appreciate the desire to make the courses resonate with the individuals that are in the room. And that's what we try to do.
Guy, on the flip side of that, say it's a small business owner, and, you know, I'll use Andrew, our station owner, as an example, and say he decides that he wants everyone at the station to have a greater ownership mentality or something along those lines. You have programs that are already structured and put together that Andrew could come on board and say, okay, I'd like my staff to participate in this particular course. That works. That comes out of the course catalog as well.
Absolutely. We have a number of courses that are 4 hours to maybe 8 hours in a day, one-day workshops, if you will, that allow for a small organization to be able to afford a few individuals that go and send to, whether it's a class that's on learning to lead from buddy to boss, or learning to lead, keeping the good ones, communication to key, getting results, Kenny's class, accountability and performance management, another great one, servant leadership, how to create an amazing team culture, mm-hmm. taught by Aaron Weekly. Servant leadership is another big topic that's going on right now. Another program that we have coming back for the ninth year is our Leader Cast program. And that's going to be at three different locations in June. And our ever popular 10th anniversary for Disney Institute's mm-hmm. coming back, which is yeah. Leadership Excellence. So those are just a few kind of tastes, quick programs that an organization could bring someone to. Easily you could register online through our website or call our offices or come in to register for those. That does keep in mind the smaller business owners who have a few employees they want to send, but they can't afford maybe a customized mm-hmm. piece. But we do get up to the higher leadership levels when we get into corporate training. We look at other areas that corporations have been getting involved with, which is our Leadership Institute. That's a 9-month program for cohorted individuals that starts in April, and that's for initial leaders, supervisors starting their roles and wanting to progress and move further. And then we just concluded recently our Leadership Excellence program, which is a much higher leadership cohort program, and that was an awesome program that just finished up last month. And so whether you're looking for a 4-hour class to a very long leadership program or a 1-day event, we have a lot of ways to address the leadership challenges that employers face.
And I don't even necessarily need Andrew to call you and say, hey, I want my staff to come. I can also, as just a person, as an employee, or as someone who wants to be a better, stronger leader, take any of these classes individually on my own, right?
Absolutely. So as an individual, you can, if you're leading a small group or team or want to understand how to lead better at home, and as an individual, you can sign up. But I think there are some creative ways, too. We do have some information to help individuals if they want to express their interest in that investment for their employer, maybe get the employer to help purchase that for them. We can help them with that. So definitely reach out and let us know how we can help them do that. But as an individual, Janet, if you just want to come take a leadership course for yourself just to round out your skills and look at the fresh topics for this year, you could do that yourself individually.
And Kenny, do you find with some of the students in your classes that they are excited about taking these classes and learning this, whereas their employers may have thought it was going to be a burden? Because I think that sometimes employers think, oh, my staff doesn't want to go do that. Meanwhile, staff is like, oh my gosh, I would love to go and do this.
Yeah, you kind of see both, and it really just depends on the group of folks. Do you know anything to teach me that stuff? I get all of it. And then I'll throw a scenario at them, and they'll go, I didn't think about that. yeah. You know, now granted, I tell folks, I remind folks at the beginning of the class, like I said before, you've seen all of this before, right? This is all, but you haven't seen it in the way I'm going to show it to you. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is kind of just remove yourself and kind of look at this from the lens I'm going to show it to you. And you get some growth from it. And the employers, frankly, understand that the value, like Guy's talking about, I love the fact that someone wants to come in and take one class and get an idea about something, right? That's great. I want you to walk forever in a leadership paradigm. We want to walk with you. We as LFCC want to walk with you in this leadership paradigm to continue to show you the latest trends, the latest ways of thinking about it. I'll use diversity as an example. And diversity is a hot button issue. There's a lot of things that come along with that, and you have to be honest because that's the only way you're going to build trust in those environments. But the workforces are getting more diverse. The workforce of the 1950s where the husband went out and went to work and mm-hmm. the wife stayed at home and take care of the kids does not exist today.
It really doesn't.
You know, although there are organizations that want it to live. So how do you deal with that? How do you manage? Because the workforce still needs to move forward. So how do you deal with things that and look and smell like that? Multi-generational things. These things are constantly evolving. Innovation is constantly moving forward. So, you know, really would love organizations, love individuals to have this posture of continual learning when it comes to these topics because they're constantly changing, they're constantly evolving.
And the other key is from an employer perspective, when you're putting that type of education in front of your staff, not only are you benefiting because you're getting a better employee and a better worker that ultimately will hopefully feed out into the rest of your staff, yeah. but you're getting someone who now may take those leadership skills to the board of a nonprofit, to coach a high school team, to do all of these other things in the community, and then everybody, what is it they say, a rising tide, I know you're an Air Force guy,
yeah,
but a rising tide.
Yeah. All boats rise.
All right, yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a great, great statement. Here's an example. So I was teaching a class, we're talking about core values. I have the individuals go out and develop their own core values, and so there's an exercise I put them through. I'm actually going to teach this class next month. And as I'm walking them through the core value development process, I talk about exporting your core values and taking them home. And I had an individual tell me, well, no, my work core values are different than my home core values. And of course, and now you can't see on the radio right now, but her eyes just went boom.
How does that work?
Yeah. I'm like, how do you have different core values? When my wife and I do our budget, I expect her to be extremely professional, and she expects me to be extremely professional, which is no different than when I was managing a big flying hour program for the Air Force. Yes, those core values translate. And so that statement that you just said right there, her or his ability to understand that core values translate across their lives will not only affect their work environment, but they'll affect their home environment, they'll affect, you know, their in their church environment, in the clubs, nonprofits, whatever else. All those things resonate across their lives. So that's absolutely right.
So you're building a better community, Guy Curtis.
One step at a time. That's
right. Just following him. Following his leadership.
If somebody is listening today, where can they, A, get their hands on the catalog? What do they do to reach out to you? Should they go to their employer first? Can they come to you and say, hey, I want to go to my employer and talk to him about this? What process? How do they start the process?
Sure. Our catalog is sprinkled across our service region, but in case you can't get your hands on one, you can come to our college campus to find one, or sometimes our community libraries have them too. But as far as just a great place is our website to start, lfccworkforce.com, or you can give us a call at 540-868-7021 and talk with our staff, our outreach staff, regarding corporate development or business development if you are an organization. But if you're just an individual, you can talk to anyone in the office about those leadership programs and other areas of customer service or HR and any other trainings that we offer, and get more information about those programs. But certainly the website's a great place to start to get more details and where to get started. But if you're also looking for that assistance on how to convince your employer, mm-hmm. we can help with that in some way or form as well too. So just to help individuals convince their boss, it is
absolutely
worth the investment.
Yes.
If your employer is not necessarily on the fence or on board right away. But so the thought is, yes, we have a number of ways to help you out, and our website's a great place to start. And if you can get a hold of our catalog, that's a great way to start too.
Fantastic. And I know you mentioned earlier Disney Institute's coming March 26th. So you'll be back again, because this is January. Brandy will be in February. You'll be back in early March, and I assume we'll talk a little bit more about Disney Institute then.
Well, there's a good chance it'll be sold out by then.
That's something else. If somebody's interested, go now?
Yes, exactly. We have an early bird rate that's expiring on February the 15th. Actually, it's the 14th, which is Valentine's Day. And so we usually sell out Disney about that time frame. So if you are interested in actually experiencing Disney or sending employees to that program for the first time, it's a tremendous experience to experience what Disney does and how they do their things in terms of their resorts and so forth. And we know they have excellent leadership there, so it's a great place to learn. So definitely do that before. So we may not be talking about it in March.
We'll be talking about on what everybody has missed out on. Well, Guy, thank you for hosting me at the college today. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for coming, and Happy New Year to you and everyone.
Absolutely. And Kenny, it has been a phenomenal conversation, and you and I are totally going to talk about a leadership podcast.
I'm so down. Thank you so much. It's been great.
We're going to wrap up today's episode. We have been chatting with Guy Curtis from Lord Fairfax Community College's Workforce Solutions. Kenny Smith is a leadership instructor. He was in on the conversation as well. I will be back in the studio for a conversation tomorrow. Elise is coming from United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley. We are going to talk about an event they've got coming up on January 23rd called Project Connect. You are not going to want to miss the details of that event. So meet me back here on the air just a few minutes afternoon. And remember, if you can't get to your radio, you can click the Listen Live at theriver953.com. You can use the TuneIn app on your phone, or you can say, Alexa, play The River 95.3, and you'll get to hear me. So
oh my gosh.
I'll meet you back here tomorrow.